Let's do one on Helen Matthews, MATTHEWS, born 1/1/46, seen 1/19. This is a 76-year-old single woman, lives in Houston, Texas. She has 4 children. She's divorced. She has 10 grandkids. She used to work as a secretary for years before she retired, period, new paragraph. She's a very heavy smoker, has been a smoker all of her life. She used to drink as well, but has quit by now, period. New paragraph, her smoking has left her in a terrible state with severe COPD, shortness of breath, severe muscle wasting, cachexia, to the point that any kind of movement causes her to be short of breath, period. New paragraph, her O2 sat has been documented to be around 80 to 82 on room air, but she continues to refuse oxygen because she wants to smoke whenever she wants to. Surgery, she had a stomach cancer, chemotherapy, radiation 14 years ago. Then she had bladder cancer, was treated at that time. Family history, mom died of diabetes, dad died of myocardial infarction. COVID immunization, flu shot, and pneumonia shots are up to date. Patient also suffers from coronary artery disease. She was told that she has severe heart disease, but she's not a candidate for catheterization, and that's also contributing to her shortness of breath and chest pain. She has stage 4 kidney disease and aortic aneurysm up 3.5 centimeter as well, that the physicians, her primary care physicians and other physicians have been watching, period. The paragraph, she did have a nebulizer that was helping her with breathing, but she's out of her nebulizer. That's not available to her at this time. Allergy none, medication, atorvastatin 10 milligram once a day. Doxazosin 8 milligram once a day. Hydralazine 100 milligram every 8 hours. Nifedipine 90 milligram once a day. Seroquel 50 milligram once a day at bedtime. Aspirin 81 milligram once a day. Review of system, chest pain, shortness of breath, weakness, severe decreased appetite, severe muscle wasting, severe. She weighs around 100 pounds. She has no muscle on her bones. She feels very weak to the point that she's becoming bedbound and barely able to get to the bathroom with the help, but she also has accidents, wears a diaper. She would like to have a bedside commode, which I think would help her, period. Furthermore, she sleeps on a couch in the living room. I think that's part of the problem. It's very difficult for her to get up from her couch in that position. In a hospital bed may be necessary, but she's very set in her ways, and she only wants what she wants. Blood pressure 180 over 90. Heart rate is 90. Respirations 22 at febrile. Heart tachycardic. Lungs, ronchi aroused, coarse breath sounds, and shallow at that. Abdomen, very, very scaphoid. Lower extremities, severe muscle wasting. Neck, severe muscle wasting. Skin, decreased turgor. Neurological, weak, very weak, but moving all 4 extremities. Oral mucosa is dry. Assessment, here we have a 76-year-old woman with end-stage COPD. Other comorbidities include severe coronary artery disease, only treated medically, not a candidate for catheterization and or further workup. Stage 4 renal disease, AAA, abdominal aortic aneurysm at 3.5 centimeter, history of lung nodules, COPD, and extensive tobacco history, period. New paragraph, patient had an appointment with a physician which her daughter Cheryl, who's her caregiver, canceled, period. The reason for cancellation is because she's no longer able to get up and get in the car or even get out of the house, period. Patient would like to be taken care of at home, would like to continue smoking and live her life the way she wants, in quotation, till she passes. We'll evaluate patient for nebulizer and hospital bed, period. Patient does not appear to be in pain, period. Furthermore, she's had a history of bladder cancer, history of stomach cancer with chemo and radiation some time ago. Patient also has severe atherosclerotic heart disease, hypertension, anxiety, mild dementia, treated with Seroquel, especially of Sundowner's type and history of cardiomegaly. Overall prognosis is quite poor for Ms. Helen Matthews. Findings were discussed with Cheryl, C-H-E-R-Y-L, before leaving their house. Thank you.